Governor Bill Walker has delegated his authority on the Point Thompson lawsuit to his lieutenant governor while still leaving open the possibility of his involvement. In a letter signed on Monday, Walker granted Lieutenant Governor Byron Mallott the power to decide if Walker's prior litigation against the state while an attorney in private practice should prevent him from participating in decisions about those same cases in his new role as governor. Walker describes the delegation of authority as a precautionary measure.
I'd rather be ahead of this and have something in place in the event a conflict came along.
Walker says that if Mallott chooses to block his involvement in these cases, he'll respect that. Walker does not anticipate that outcome affecting his working relationship with the lieutenant governor.
It would be his independent call, and I would certainly honor whatever his determination was.
Mallott is currently in Hawaii and was not available for an interview on his newly granted power and how he intends to exercise it. As a partner at the Anchorage law firm Walker & Richards, Walker sued the state over a settlement with Exxon to develop Point Thompson, and the case became a point of contention during the campaign against incumbent Sean Parnell. Parnell argued that Walker's lawsuit would halt development of natural gas reserves on the North Slope, while Walker responded that the agreement amounted to a closed-door deal by bypassing the legislature. The letter comes just days after his former law partner and current Attorney General Craig Richards relinquished his own authority to participate in such litigation in more specific terms. On Friday, Richards wrote that his Chief Assistant Attorney General Martin Schulz would take on those cases until his former clients no longer have financial obligations to him. In addition to the Point Thompson case, Richards wrote he would recuse himself from a number of municipal property tax proceedings concerning the Trans-Alaska Pipeline. Walker and Richards sold their law firm shortly after the election to attorney Robin Brenna, who chaired the Walker Transition Team's Oil and Gas Committee. Walker says he has not been in touch with Brenna on the status of any of his former cases since the firm's sale, and that he has no remaining financial obligations from his former clients.